brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，大家早安。
Again, we are in the book of Luke this morning. So again, if you want to turn in your Bibles to the book of Luke or on your smartphones, you can do that now.
今天我们要读路加福音十九章。如果你手上有圣经或者有这个手机的话，可以打开路加福音。
This morning I want to start out telling a story about eagerness.
今天早上我一开始我要讲一个故事，是有关渴望。
For some in life, we see an eagerness on their part.
在我们有些人当中，我们在我们生命当中有看到这些渴望。
There's a hunger in a person, maybe to reach a potential goal.
就是有些人想要达到某些个人的目标。
And such was the case of a couple of engineers who have been graduated and who are seeking a position, their first position.
有一些这个工程师，他们刚从学校毕业，他们要找到他们第一个工作。
We have a lot of engineers in the room, so I imagine many of you can remember the first time you were looking for or interviewing for your first position.
我们在座有很多的工程师，我想你们都还记得你们在找第一个工作的时候。
So the first engineer goes into the meeting room to be interviewed, and the interviewer says, "I have one question for you to start out the interview."
第一个工程师进到房间里面，面试者问他说：“我要问你一个问题。”
Here it is. A train is moving at a high speed, and is getting very hot.Inside your compartment.
有一个火车在高速行驶，在这车厢当中越来越热。
What would you do?
你会怎么做？
I said, well, I just open the window.
那人说我就把窗户打开。
This is very good. The window is 12 square feet.
面试者说非常好，这个窗户有12平方尺。
And the compartment is 420 cubic feet.
车厢420立方尺。
The train is moving at 37 miles per hour.
火车以37英里的速度行驶。
And the wind is blowing at 10 miles per hour.
风速是10英里每小时。
How long will it take for the compartment to cool down?
要花多少时间这个车厢才会变凉？
The guy says, I don't know.You got me. I don't know. I have no idea.
那个人说我不知道，你考倒我了。
So the interviewer says, "I'm sorry, then. I don't think this is the job for you."
那个面试者说很抱歉，我不认为你可以胜任这个工作。
Could you please send in the next person?
请你叫下面一个人进来。
So he walked out a little bit irritated and upset. And the guy waiting in the room asked him, "He's like, well."What did he ask you? What did he say?
这个人很失望，生气地走出去。那边有一个人就一面问他说：“刚刚这个面试者问你什么问题？”
He said he asked this ridiculous question.
他问了一个很荒谬的问题。
You know, you're sitting in a train compartment, and the train is 420 cubic feet.
他说坐在车厢中，这个车厢有420立方尺。
The window is 12 square feet.
窗户12平方尺。
The train is moving at 37 miles per hour.
车以37英里每小
时。And the wind is blowing at 10 miles per hour.
风速是十英尺每小时，十英里每小时。
How long will it take to cool down?
要花多少时间这个车厢才会冷下来？
Like now, how could anyone possibly answer that question?
他说我怎么可能知道呢？
It's like good luck in your interview.
他祝你好运。
So it was his turn to go in, to sit down for the interview.
现在第二个人他进去坐。
Again, he was like, I must get this position. He's very eager to get this position.
他非常想得到这个工作。
He sits down and the interviewer says, "Got one question for you."
他坐下来后，这面试者问他说：“我有一个问题问你。”
You're sitting in a train that is getting hot in the compartment.
你坐在这个车厢里面，这个车厢越来越热。
He's like, "What would you do?"
你会怎么做？
He's like, "Well, I take off my coat."
这时候我会把外套脱掉。
Is that okay? Well, the interviewer said, "But what if it's getting hotter? What if it's getting stifling hot?"
他说：“如果这个车厢里面还是很闷热。”
So, well, I take off my shirt then.
他说：“我会把我的衬衫脱掉。”
The interviewer said, "What if it's getting burning hot inside? What if it's burning up?"
面试者说，如果是吃下里面热的，这个像火烧一样。
He said, "Sir, I'd take off my pants."
他说，这先生，我会把我的裤子脱掉。
The interviewer was getting visibly frustrated.
这个面试者看起来已经很不耐烦了。
He said, "What if it's getting so hot, you're gonna die?"
如果这个车厢热，热的你要死。
He said, "I don't care if I'm gonna die. I'm not opening that window."
他说，我不管，就是我死了，我也不开窗。
See, what you're willing to do or what you're willing to say if you are eager, if you are eager.
你如果非常想要的时候，你会怎么说，会怎么做？
And this morning, we read a story about a man who was eager.
今天我们早上读的故事就是有一个人的渴望，非常渴慕。
You see, Zacchaeus was just, he was so eager, he was just like, I want to look at this guy. I want to take a look at Jesus.
撒该这个人他说，我想看到这个人，我想看到这个人耶稣。
But he didn't realize just getting this look, he didn't realize the encounter that his eagerness, that his look at Jesus, the encounter that he would come into with Jesus.
他不知道他跟耶稣互相见面的时候会怎么样。
Little did he realize when he was close to Jesus, when he had this encounter with Jesus, that there would be a transformation. Like one day he was this way, the next day he is a transformed man.
他跟耶稣遇见面以后，他生命会有做完全的这个转化。
If you've been a Christian for some time, you have heard the story of Zacchaeus. It's a very famous story.
你如果是成为基督徒已经一段时间，你一定听过这个故事。
Today, I want us to look at the story of Zacchaeus with the framework of transformation.
今天我要讲的故事是从这个转化的这个角度来讲。
What is it to be transformed? Okay.
怎么样让生命能够转化？
The theme for OCC this year is being transformed into Christ likeness.
今年这个教会的主题是生命的重塑，满有基督的身量。
And that's what we all want.
这是我们每一个人都
That's what we want. We want to be transformed. We want to look more and more like Jesus.
这是我们每个人都想要的，我们希望我们生命被转化，越来越像基督。
So what we know based on the scriptures is that it is God that transforms us. It's God that transforms us.
我们知道一句圣经是神让我们的生命被转化。
And that is one of the basic truths that we are operating out of this morning. It is Him, it is God who does the transforming.
这是一个最基本的原则，是让神来让我们生命得到转化。
I believe Elder Chang spoke a couple of weeks ago on 2 Corinthians. Okay.
郑长老在前几个礼拜前讲过这个哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians 3:18 says, "So all of us who have had that veil removed, so we can see and reflect the glory of the Lord."
哥林多后书三章十八节说，我们众人既然敞着脸可以看见主的荣光，好像镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into His glorious image. Okay.
就变成主的形状，荣上加荣。我们刚才已经把那段念完了。
Or another version has it: we are being transformed. It is the passive. It is the passive. We are being transformed. He is the one transforming us.Into the image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
另外有一个版本用过去式的形态说，渐渐变成主的样式，荣上加荣。
So always keep in mind, it is God's work. We are not going to transform ourselves. It is God's work.
我们要记住，这都是神的工作，是神来转化我们。
But in this portrait, okay, in the story of Zacchaeus, is there anything that we can receive?Because we see a man here who is transformed, but is there anything that we can take from his story? Anything that we can take with us?
这个故事的图像，我们可以得着什么？我们可以把什么东西带回去
？Okay, so what do we know? What do we know about Zacchaeus?
我们对撒该有什么认识
？Well, the trait that seems to be most pulled out, that seems to be highlighted.Like when you're in Sunday school, when kids are in Sunday school, one of the traits that's most pulled out is what we know about Zacchaeus is he was short, right? He was a short man.
在成人主日学特别会强调这个撒该特色，都说他很矮。
The scriptures say He wasn't able to see over the crowd. He was trying to see Jesus, but he's too short. People are in front of him. That's why he ran ahead and got into a tree.
圣经说, 他的身材很矮小, 无法看见,
so that's what's one of the things we know about Zacchaeus. And you know what? I imagine that in that culture then, just like now, being short, there was something that came with being short. There's no advantages back then. There's no advantages now of being short, a short man.
我们可以想象在当时的情况, 身材矮小, 会不会有什么这个好优点, 那现在其实也是一样。
I've come up with one advantage. When you're on the plane, and you're in those seats, you're not a 6 foot man, you're not a 6 foot man, you're like a 5 foot five man, and you're sitting in the seats. Oh man, you got like, I got ample space for my legs. That's the only advantage I can think of being a short man.
作为一个矮子，我真想有唯一的好处就是你在坐的位置的时候，六尺高的人他的位置感觉没有很挤。你如果是很矮的话，你就很多的空间。There's
a euphemism for short people. It's right. We all notice like it's vertically challenged, right? You're just short. Okay.
我们会很委婉说这个人在垂直上有非常的挑战。
A couple months ago, I was at the doctor. Again, step on the scale. And you have to do the standard, they measure how tall you are.
几个礼拜前我去看医生,
I get off the scale and they measured me and I said, oh, right, 5'7", right, 5'7".
我跟那个人说, 5'7", 对不对?
She said, no, it's 5'6¾".
她说不对, 5'6¾".
I was like, what? 5'6¾". I've always been 5'7". How can I tell people that I'm 5'6"? I can't do that.
他说怎么可能？我怎么只有六尺？六又三分之四寸。 他说是六尺七。
Okay, so the Bible doesn't say how it affected Zacchaeus. We don't know. We don't know how being a short man affected Zacchaeus.
我们圣经上没有讲这个身材矮小对撒该有什么影响。
But I do sometimes wonder if Zacchaeus was a very vertically challenged, if he was very short man, I do sometimes wonder how that affects the person. Because I'll tell you what, every single person in this room, Zacchaeus, every single person has an innate desire to be significant. There's something about in us. It's like we want to have a significance. Okay?
我想我们在座的每一个人都希望能得到别人的重视.
And I'll tell you, for shorter men, being short, it feels sometimes as a hindrance to being perceived as significant, right?
对这些矮小人，他们常常会觉得，他很难会得到别人的这个重视.
We don't know this, but I sometimes wonder, was he so short that like maybe he worked to be the chief tax collector? Because as the chief tax collector, you would have influence. You have wealth. From a chief tax collector's position, people have to look to you. They have to look up to you. I mean, maybe from Zacchaeus' point, that's the first time that people have, you have to respect me now. I'm a short man, but now you have to respect me because I'm collecting money from you.
我想撒该这个人，他会成为税吏长，他会努力成为税吏长，因为他知道他可以得到这些权力跟财富，让别人能够都要尊敬他。Maybe
for the first time, Zacchaeus felt like maybe a respect, even if it was that the whole community despised him. He was not liked, but still, I have respect.
他觉得他自己会受到尊重，即使他整个这个犹太人的这些同胞们其实很看不起他。Okay,
so we know that he's short. We know that he is. That leads us to another area. He was not liked, right? He was not liked by the rest of the community.
他在这个他的这些同胞当中是不被人所喜欢的。When
Zacchaeus climbed down, Jesus invited him over. Do you know what the scriptures say? The scriptures say that the crowd was unhappy. The crowd was not excited. They were like, why are you going to his house? Zacchaeus was a throwaway. The rest of the people were like, he's a waste of your time. Why are you spending time with him?
当, 主耶稣叫撒该下来，这些群众都很不高兴。他说：“这个人其实是大家所厌弃的，你怎么会叫他下去呢？”
Zacchaeus was looked at as a man who betrayed his own people for money.
对于他的同胞而言，撒该是背叛他同胞，只是为了钱的人。
You know how tax collectors worked back then? Tax collectors would collect. Maybe he was a Jewish man, but he collected taxes for Rome.But he'd take extra, right? And everyone knew he took extra, right? Everyone was like, you take money from us for yourself.
当时在罗马时代的这个税吏，他是向他的同胞犹太人收钱，然后他从中在取利。
So I imagine that Zacchaeus, we don't know this for sure, but I imagine Zacchaeus was an isolated man.
我虽然不那么确定，但是我可以想象，这个撒该是被孤立的这样一个人。
He was a Jewish man, so I imagine in his community of being Jews, he had no friends. There was no one who cared for him. There was no one who asked him how his life was doing.
他是犹太人，但是在他同胞当中却没有人重视他。
Amongst the Romans, I mean, I guess he served the Romans, but I doubt that he had any friendships, any connection with other Romans.
他虽然是效忠这些罗马人，但是我相信这些罗马人也没有人看重他。
See, so one of the things that maybe led Zacchaeus to go, I just want to take a look at this guy because I've heard some things about him. Maybe one thing that led Zacchaeus up that tree to, I just want to see what he's like, is his need. Zacchaeus had a need.
所以引致这个撒该要去看耶稣，是因为他有这个需要。
One of the keys to positioning ourselves.For God to work in us is accepting our neediness.
因为我们有这个需要，所以我们会去找耶稣。
If you want to be transformed, if you want the opportunity to be transformed, 2020, go, yeah, Lord, I have a need. There's something in me that's needy.
如果你想在2020年被转变，你要对神说，主，我有这样的一个需要。
So for Zacchaeus, was his need created because he had a short man's complex? He's like, I'm desiring respect. I'm desiring to have the significance that I've never had before.
他并不是因为他是一个矮子，他的生活圈复杂，他觉得他有这样的一个需要。
Was it because he was isolated in his own community? Like I have, there is no one. There's no one.
也不仅仅是因为他是在这个很被孤立的情况下面。
Maybe for Zacchaeus it was because he knew deep down what he was doing was wrong. Like I know what I'm doing. I know that I'm being selfish. I know that I'm taking for myself. I know I'm cheating people. Maybe that created a need in him. Like I know that I'm doing wrong.
也许是在他内心深处，他觉得他做的事情是错的，因为他欺骗，他讹诈他同胞的钱。
So whether Zacchaeus recognized it or not, whether it was conscious or not, there was something deep down in him that's like, there's something in me that I have a need, and I don't know who this person is, but maybe there's something that he has.
不管撒该是不是刻意下意识的去找耶稣，但是他内心深处他觉得他有需要。
You know, because obviously Zacchaeus didn't need to see Jesus. He didn't have to. Zacchaeus could have stayed back in his house. He could have been back in his large home, counting his wealth. Right? I don't need Jesus. He could have been comfortable. Like I'm just gonna think about my wealth and just sit in my comfortable home. I don't need to be here.
其实撒该没有必要去找耶稣，他可以在他的豪宅当中数算他的金钱。
But his need positioned him, put him in a place where now he was in a place where God could then begin to transform.
但是因为他有这样的一个需要，把他摆在这样的境况中间，能让耶稣来转变他。
And that's the same for you, church. That's the same for you.You want to be transformed in 2020, you have to think, maybe I need to accept my neediness and go, yeah, Lord, I'm in a place, I'm in a circumstance, I'm in something where I, I have to have you. I must have you.
对我们在座的中间人也是一样，我们是要被摆在一个情况上当中，让我们对神说：“我有这个需要，我需要主。”
Think about church. Think about how many characters in the Bible. Think of all the go through the Rolodex in your mind of all the characters in the Bible where they started before God said, "Oh, now's the time where I'm going to change the person from the inside out."
我们想在圣经当中，你所知道的一些人物，他们在还没有变化之前，神他们总会觉得说，神要让他从里外完全的改变。
Look at Moses. Moses said, I can't even speak. God, don't ask me. I'm not a very articulate speaker. Moses was like, ask somebody else. This is too much for me.
摩西对神说，他左口笨舌，要神差派其他人去代他说话。
When God approached Gideon, I want you. You are the one who are going to save, who are going to rescue Israel from the Midianites.
神告诉基甸，要基甸能够将他的同胞从米甸人手中拯救出来。
Gideon said, "Look, I'm come from the smallest clan. I'm the weakest in my family. Don't ask me. I'm the least qualified. Ask somebody else. Ask someone who comes from a larger clan who's stronger than me."
基甸回答说，我家在马拿西支派中是最贫穷的，我父家是最小的，请你去找别人吧，不要找我。
Or you look at people who maybe even had position, like the prophet Isaiah.
或者想到其他有些人是有地位的，就像先知以赛亚。
Isaiah was related. He was related to the king.
这个以赛亚跟这个皇室，特别是皇帝，其实有关系的。
But once he was in the presence of the Lord, you know what Isaiah said? Isaiah said his words were, "I am in the presence of the Lord." He said, "I am coming undone." I'm not qualified for this. I realize how much of a need I have, how much of a sinner I have. I can't do this.
但是当神出现在以赛亚面前，以赛亚说：“我要灭亡了。”
Prophet Jeremiah.
先知耶利米。
Jeremiah said, "I'm too young. Like I can't. What you're asking me to speak for you, God, but I'm too young. I don't know what I'm doing."
耶利米对神说，我不知道怎样说，因为我是年幼的。
We could go on and on. Peter in the New Testament, Peter was like, in the presence of the Lord, once he realized who Jesus was, he's like, "Go away from me. Go away from me, Lord. I can't be here."
新约中的使徒彼得，当耶稣在他面前出现神，他说，他觉得他自己有罪，要耶稣离开他。
And the Apostle Paul,He was blinded for 3 days. The Apostle Paul was in such a state of weakness. His companions were leading him around by the hand because he couldn't see, right?
还有使徒保罗，他眼睛瞎了三天，要靠别人领着他走。
It's neediness, church. It's neediness. If you are in a place of neediness, you are in the best place you can be. You are positioned in the best place you can be for God to go, "Yeah, I'm attracted to neediness. When I see people that are weak, when I see people that are calling out to me,that's when I'm attracted to them. That's when I'm ready to like come in. I'm ready to move inside their hearts, and I'm ready to transform them from the inside out so that they become more like me. Their character is changed. Their habits are changed. Their behavior is changed. Everything is changed."
当你有需要的时候是最好的情况，因为你觉得你会被神吸引，你觉得会被神来改变。
So what trial? What trial is in your life like right now? Like right now, you're like, "Ah,I don't know. I don't know if I can do this. I can't do this."
你生命当中是不是现在有经过什么样的试炼？那你觉得说我没有办法做，我没有办法。
What character trait or habit in your life have you put before God? We're like, "God, I've tried to change this. I've tried. I can't stop doing this. I don't even like this about myself. I want to stop." Right? And you're like, "I can't do it."
在你生命当中有没有一些品格跟习惯让你觉得？我没有办法，我没有办法做。主要你来帮助我。
Accept your neediness. That's a great place to start. When you want to be transformed, you're like, "Yep, I'm here. I'm ready."
要承认你的需要，这样才能让主来帮助你。
It's why the book of James is famous passage. Consider it pure joy. Consider pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds.
雅各书这么说，我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
I read that passage, and that passage only makes sense. It only makes sense when you're like, joy? In the hardest time of my life, what are you talking about? How can I consider it pure joy? This is awful. This is terrible.
这个东西很难觉得合理, 因为你若在一个很困难的情况当中, 你会觉得很难过。
That passage only makes sense when there is something greater on the other side of the trial.
这个经文合理, 只有你在这个困难当中的另外一边, 你才能看到。
And what is greater than the trial?
神在这里面这个比较重要的东西,
is that you'll look more like Jesus after that trial is finished. When God's work in you is being done, that's what's greater.
就是当你在这个困难当中, 神来改变你, 这是更重要的。
All right, so let's sum up. Zacchaeus's neediness. It was Zacchaeus's neediness that made him eager just to get a look at Jesus, and it positioned him, like it positions us, for an encounter with Jesus.
撒该就是在这么有一个需要的情况上面，他来见耶稣，把他放在这样一个很好的一个情况， 让他能够被神来改变。
All right, so what else can we learn from this portrait of transformation?
我们还可以从这个生命转变的图像当中学到什么东西？
What I want you to notice as we go through the stories, I want you to notice the proximity, okay? The proximity, the distance between Zacchaeus and Jesus.
Okay? 我让你来想到这个距离的这个问题，这个撒该跟主耶稣的距离。
In the beginning of the narrative, Zacchaeus is quite a distance from Jesus.
刚开始的时候,
right, he's somewhere in the crowd. He can't see over the crowd, so he goes out even further ahead so he can climb up into the tree. He's at that point in the story, he's the farthest away, distance-wise, from Jesus.
他刚开始的时候在人群当中离耶稣很远，后来爬在树上， 离耶稣更远。
And Jesus closes in, he comes closer.
耶稣走到他的树下, 走到他面前。
And who knows? Who knows? Maybe the Father had told Jesus ahead of time. Today, maybe Jesus in his time of connecting with the Father, maybe Jesus had said, the Father had said to Jesus, you know what, later today, you're going to see a man in a tree.
谁知道耶稣是天父向耶稣说话说今天你会在这个树上看到一个人。
It makes no sense. Like, what, there's going to be a man in a tree? Yeah, there's going to be a man in a tree. I want you to talk with him. I'm calling him.
怎么有可能有一个人在树上，但神说对，就是在树上，今天就会有一个人，你要叫他下来。
What's beautiful is that it's God that initiates. Jesus initiates. It was Zacchaeus. Come down from the tree.
这是很美好的，是神来做起始，神叫撒该快下来。
Again, everyone else has written Zacchaeus off, but it's Jesus who's like, I see you. I see you. I know what's inside of you. Come on down.
耶稣看到他，叫他快下来。
At this point in the story, we see the distance come a little bit closer, right? Zacchaeus comes down from the tree. Now the proximity is a little bit closer.
这时候我们看到撒该下来以后，跟耶稣的距离比较接近了。
Jesus says to Zacchaeus, I must be a guest in your home today.
耶稣对撒该说，我今天要在你家住。
And he doesn't say to Jesus, he doesn't say, wait, you know what, Jesus, I'm kind of busy tonight. You know, I didn't plan for you to come over to my house. Let me check my schedule. Let me like look and see if what's going on tonight. No, he didn't say that. He's like, yeah, it's with excitement. It's with eagerness. He's like, yeah, really? Yeah, I'm like, come over to my house. Come on over.
他没有打开他行事历来看看他今天有没有时间。他是很欢喜的说，赶快来，你今天就来到我家。
And that's where, at his house, right? At his house. You know, we don't know, like, back in this culture, it would probably be common. If someone was coming to your house to feed, it doesn't say in the scripture that they had dinner together, but maybe, probably, you know, like, come to my house, I'll feed you, we'll commune together.
其实在当时这个习惯，其实吃饭是很平常的事情，但虽然圣经上面没有写，他可能跟耶稣一起这个共进晚餐。
And that's where it happened, church. When Jesus was close, when Zacchaeus was close with Zacchaeus, that's where it happened. That's where the encounter happened. That's where the transformation began to happen. When you were close, that's where it's like, oh, change happened. Something inside of this man changed.
那是因为他跟耶稣距离接近的时候, 他的生命带来转变, 他真正遇见了耶稣。
If you want to be transformed by God, okay, your proximity matters.
你要被神完全的转变, 距离很重要。
You go to the next slide. Next slide. Your proximity matters. Draw close to Jesus.
你的距离很重要, 你要亲近耶稣。
Look, if Zacchaeus would have kept his distance, if he would have said, like, I'm sorry. Can we do it next week? You know what I mean? Can we do it another time? Can we just talk here at the tree? You know what I mean? You have anything to say to me? Like, if that would have happened, if he would have kept Jesus at a distance, no transformation would have happened.
假如撒该对耶稣保持距离, 他说可能不要今天,可能不要这个时候, 或者我们就在树下谈一谈而已。
Right, think of another story. Think of another story of a wealthy man, a wealthy religious leader in the Bible.
我们可以想到圣经另外一个故事, 一个富有的少年官。
Right? Jesus asked Jesus, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?"
他问耶稣说, 我要做什么才可以承受永生?
Ultimately, Jesus said, "Sell all your possessions and come and follow me."
耶稣说, 变卖你所有的周济穷人, 然后来跟从我。
And there was the invitation. There was the invitation to come close to me. Follow me. Walk with me.
这里有耶稣的邀请, 跟我接近, 跟从我。
Right? But his wealth was too important.
但是财富对他太重要了。
He didn't come close to Jesus, and therefore, there was no transformation.
他没有跟耶稣接近, 所以他生命没有被得着改变。
Well, let's bring it to the cross for a moment. Let's go back to the cross for a bit.
让我们回到十架。
Have you ever wondered why? Day of the cross, right? Jesus is on the cross. Have you ever wondered why there were so few people at the base of the cross? When Jesus was being crucified, of all the people Jesus had touched, had transformed, had ministered to, thousands of them, why was there no one around at the cross?
你有没有想过, 为什么在耶稣在十字架上面的时候, 周围人这么少, 耶稣在世的时候, 他改变了上千的生命, 为什么他在钉十字架的时候人这么少?
Jesus had healed people who were paralyzed. He had healed people who were completely blind.
耶稣曾经医治这些瘫痪的、瞎眼的。
There were those who had leprosy, who were outside of the community, who couldn't talk with friends or family, who he had healed.
他也医治这些大麻风的人, 他们不被当时的世人所接受, 他们是与人, 离居的。
The question is, where were they? Where were they when he was being tried? Where were they when he was at the cross? You think of all the people, if their lives had been so changed, so transformed, it's like their life, the course of their life had been altered forever. But they were nowhere to be found.
但问题是说, 当主耶稣被钉十架的时候, 这些人到哪里去了? 他们生命曾经被耶稣来医治, 这些人跑到哪里去了?
But I think of it, think of all those people, and again, some of them, we read the stories, and some of them truly were transformed. We know from the scriptures, some of them, they ended up worshiping Jesus, right? We know that they were transformed.
我们读圣经, 我们知道有些人是, 生命是被得到改变了, 他们会来这个敬拜耶稣。
But if I think about it, I think the reason why that so many of them, even like you think of the 5,000 who were fed, you know, like there's a miracle. Like I've seen miracles. I saw you perform a miracle. Think about it though. A lot of people, just like now, back then, they were just busy. Like, I thank you. I like the blessing that you gave me, Jesus, but I'm honestly just too busy.
就像这些人，这些有5,000人。 他们被耶稣喂饱，而且看到这样耶稣行了这些神迹， 但是这些人他也不知道到哪里去了，他们可能是因为他们太忙了。
They like the blessing, like we all do. They like the blessing that they receive from Jesus, but getting close to him, like following him, I don't know about that. Like, I like that I can see now. I like that I can walk now. But to give my life away, to get so close to you, I like you, but I just don't know. I don't know. I don't think I can.
这些人他们希望得着祝福，但是主耶稣叫他们与他接近，要跟随他，他们 的时候，他们就说：“我们不知道，我不知道我愿不愿意这么做。”
To let go of their agendas, to let go of their own plans. Like, I have a plan for my life, and so that might be the hardest thing. Going, I can't give that up, Jesus. Again, I appreciate the blessing you gave me, but I can't give that up.
要把他们的计划，把他们的想法放掉，他们没有办法。
So they were the farthest from the cross, right? Their proximity was the farthest. Again, very few of them. Some of them were transformed, but very few of them were transformed.
但这些人，这些十架就对他越来越远。他们虽然被改变，但是没有真正的被转化。
But also notice, at the foot of the cross, most of the disciples weren't there either, right? Most of the 12, they weren't there.
另外，我们也想想看，绝大多数的门徒当时也不在场。
There was Jesus' mother. There was John. So he was one disciple who was there.
有主耶稣的母亲，还有约翰，他约翰其中的一个门徒。
There was a few of the women who were followers of Jesus who were also there at the foot of the cross.
还有一些跟随耶稣的妇女。
But the other 10 disciples, Judas is already obviously gone, but the other 10 disciples were not there.
另外的十个门徒，当然犹大已经不算在其中了。
And here's what happened.At least the scriptures say that the Peter was closer. He would follow Jesus at a distance, right? He would follow Jesus around. When Jesus was on trial, when he was going through the time leading up to the cross, Peter was like, yeah, I'll follow you, but like at a distance.
彼得是远远的跟随，他在主耶稣受审判，还有主耶稣被十字架上刑场时，他就远远的跟随。
Why is it that Peter followed him at a distance? It's because he knew that it would cost him. Like his reputation was on line. He was asked several times, are you the one associated with Jesus? And he's like, no, it's not me. Because he realized it's going to cost him something. Mainly his reputation. I don't want to be associated with this guy.
他只敢远远的跟随，因为他知道如果跟随主耶稣，他要付上到他名誉的这个一个代价。
And so following at a distance at an arm's length, it may be like some of us. Right, maybe like some of us. We're not like the people, like the people who are fed like the 5,000 are like, I'm too busy. But we follow Jesus, but it's like, yeah, but I like you, Jesus, but I'm just going to keep you at a distance, at an arm's length.
我们可能不像那五千人，他们说我们时间，我们可能太忙了，但是我们就像彼得一样，我们要跟耶稣保持距离。
It's where we say, I want to be close to you, but not too close.
我要跟你很接近，但是不能太接近。
Right? And remember, it wasn't until Peter, after the resurrection, when Jesus and Peter became like, right, when they got really close, that's when Jesus restored Peter, that's when the transformation began to happen, that's when things began to happen inside Peter.
是在主耶稣复活以后，他见到彼得，让彼得生命重新被改变，这时候他的生命才得到转化。
So church, maybe this is still towards the beginning of the year, and maybe this year you're one of your goals, one of your desires is like, I want to be closer. I want to go closer to the Lord. I want to look more like Him.
这是今年是现在是一年的起始，你可能今年的目标是希望跟耶稣更亲近。更像他。
And it will always be God who does the transforming.
一直是神在做转化的工作。
But do you have a heart like Zacchaeus in the beginning where he was like, I'm just so eager. I want to be, can I just take a look at him? I'm eager to let him in. I'm eager, come on in, Jesus, come on in.
你们就像撒该一样，你渴望让耶稣进到你的里面。
Sometimes I wonder what happened to Zacchaeus. There's so many stories I just want to follow up with.
有时候我想到说，这个撒该的情况究竟是怎么样
？What happened in Zacchaeus's life? I mean, Did he continue being a tax collector? Maybe he was a tax collector with a lot of integrity. You know, maybe he was like, yeah, from now on, it'll be fair, it'll be square, you know?
他是不是还继续做税吏? 是不是还是做一个非常正直的税吏, 只收该收的钱?
Maybe Zacchaeus totally gave up tax collecting. Maybe he was like, nah, this is not for me. I'm not doing this anymore.
也许他放弃了收税的工作, 他觉得这不是他该做的事。
Maybe Zacchaeus overcame his short man complex. He was like, yeah, for the first time, I don't need anything else. Jesus, all I need is you. I feel valued and I feel loved for the first time. I don't need any of this exterior stuff to feel respected, to feel valued. I don't need any of that stuff. All I need is you.
也许他能够克服他矮小的心理障碍, 他说, 主耶稣, 我只需要你, 这些其他东西都不重要了。
Because now for the first time, maybe Zacchaeus is like, now for the first time, I have so much love that now I can overflow out of me. I can love others. Like for the first time in my life, I have enough love. I have an infinite amount of love because I'm connected to the source of love, so I can give it away.
也许是大概有生当中第一次，他觉得他有爱满溢出来，他能够去爱别人，因为他已经与爱的源头相连接。
So church, do you have that desire? Do you have that desire? Do you have the eagerness to go? Yeah, I just want to be close. I want to position myself. I want to put myself in a place where God's like, yeah, I see His neediness. I see her neediness. I see her desire to be close to me.
所以，教会弟兄姐妹们，你是不是希望你自己能够被放在一个有需要这个地位，让神来改变你？
The saying is, right, if you feel distant from the Lord, if you're distant from the Lord, it's never Him that moved away, right? It's always us that moves away.
同样的, 如果你跟耶稣保持距离, 你没有办法得着这些。
So church, I want you to just close your eyes with me. Close your eyes.
弟兄姐妹, 我希望你能够把眼睛闭起来, 跟我一起祷告。
And I'm going to pray aloud, and if it's your desire, if you want to express to the Lord this morning,
我要大声地祷告, 如果你有这样的一个渴慕, 有这样的一个需求,
if you want to tell Him that you have this eagerness, this desire to be transformed,
你要告诉, 向神说, 我有这样的一个渴慕, 我的生命希望被改转化,
you can repeat after me in your hearts. You don't have to say it out loud, but just in your hearts, in your mind, just go, yeah, I agree.
你可以重复我说的话, 只要在心里面说, 不用说出来。
Lord, I tell you that I am needy.
主啊, 我告诉你, 我有需要。
Lord, I tell you that I am weak and I have no ability. I have no ability to transform myself.
主啊, 我很软弱, 我没有能力来改变我自己。
You are the one, because you gave the promise. You gave the promise that it's you who transforms us from glory to glory.
主啊, 是你, 让我们的生命能够渐渐地有你荣耀的形象。
Lord, draw me closer to you. My heart is open. Draw me closer to you.
主啊, 让我跟你亲近, 我的心是敞开的。
That I might hear your voice.
让我可以听到你的声音。
That I might see your hand at work.
看到你手中的工作,
open my eyes to you.
打开我眼向你,
keep my heart tender towards you.
让我的心对你是柔软的。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.